This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9, you're with Dano and Mason. It's coming up to 5 o'clock and we've got a little surprise, Dano, at 5 o'clock.
I know.
We've got our newsreader, Beck Hagen, in the studio with us for reasons that will become apparent.
Nice outfit too.
Where yeah, we never get to see. And it's true that the newsreaders wear like formal on the top and then a bit of party.
Yeah, that's right. She's got the sequin short shorts going.
That's right.
Yeah, you go with the chafing.
Hang on, we can bring her in.
Just a slight bum cheek on view today. Yeah. Give the people what they want, I thought.
Ask the people first would be my thoughts. Let's do it.
Melbourne's most uplifting music mix for your weekdays.
Your voice. Your voice. Always. Always. Joy 94.9.
Joy News.
Joy News.
Joy News.
12 months. Over to finance and the All Ordinaries Index is up 5 points to 5,559 points, and one Australian dollar will get you 78 US cents to sport. And after an emotional roller coaster of a week, Gary Ablett is going home. The dual Brownlow medalists will make his long anticipated return to Geelong after Gold Coast agreed to grant him an AFL trade with minutes to spare before Thursday's deadline. Ablett has long sought to trade to be closer to his family, and his two-year deal with the Cats was made official just days after the sudden death of his sister Natasha. And there was a little bit of panic, but the Jake Stringer camp is reportedly over the moon that he has become an Essendon player. Stringer was made to wait until the final hour of trade period before taking a deal. Saw him go to Essendon, with the Bombers ultimately parting with picks 25 and 30 in order to secure his services. To the weather. I'm not done yet. Yes. Very ambient. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a top of 17. Saturday, a shower or two, 16 degrees. And Sunday, a late shower or two and a top of 18 degrees. Currently 19 degrees in the city.
That's your can hardly believe it cantankerous kind of weather report.
I'm just, you know what, 17. I'm riffing.
You're just riffing. Hey, stick around though, because after we do the traffic, we've got a story for you.
Traffic for Melbourne.
T2, what's happening on the trains and the roads, please?
The Monash Freeway outbound is currently 51 minutes from Kingsway to Clyde Road. Eastern Freeway outbound is 24 minutes from Hoddle Street to Springvale Road. The Westgate Freeway outbound is 20 minutes from Kingsway to the Western Ring Road. To the trains, minor delays on the Lilydale and Alamein line. All other lines are currently running smoothly, though, which is good.
It's good, but it makes for a boring report, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Not much to say.
You want to say there's a truck overturned on the... You used to do good truck overturned gags,
yeah,
Dano,
yeah,
until we got in trouble for reporting fake news.
Fake news, yes. And, you know, surely there's been an accident into the Montague Bridge this afternoon.
Oh, we'll get onto that website. We might send super podcaster Nicole onto that very task. How many days since somebody's hit the Montague Bridge? Please.
How many hours, I think.
How many hours, that's right. Now, of course, Tabitha likes to keep it abreast of the news as a budding news journalist herself. Mm. Sorry, Beck Hagen.
She has her fax machine going 24-7.
Telex.
She's on the police scanner.
Tabs, you've turned up something that
definitely
that
not a fax
machine. They've turned up something that tickled my fancy today in the news. Go ahead.
So a man was arrested in Florida.
Florida man. I love it.
After donut glaze was mistaken for meth... in his car.
Not, I was going to say, not by him, I hope, because...
No, methamphetamines.
Oh, no, just sure. Yeah.
Which turns out to be, it was Krispy Kreme donuts glazing on his car floor.
Crystal meth.
No, crystal cream.
Crystal cream donuts.
That's right, ladies,
there's a gag in there somewhere and none of us have got
it. I'm sorry, Tabitha.
I think it always gets better, though. So, Orlando police ended up training more than 730 officers after this... to learn how to properly use the field test kits.
Mm. That's right. But he did actually go to jail for it.
Just for a little bit. Not very long.
Still counts.
Do you know what I mean? A couple of days And then they released him.
Days.
We spent nights.
Yeah.
So it 48 took,
hours.
It took the cops more than 2 days to figure out that this guy just had donuts on him.
Yes. Because they had the batteries in the wrong way in the machine.
That's right.
So for that, he received $37,500.
How much is that per night?
Damages.
That's 15. You know what? That's 18 grand a night.
Worth a couple of nights in the clink, isn't it?
I would definitely.
Well, that's what Tabitha sent me that, and she said I'd do that for 37 grand.
I bet she would.
That'd pay for your child free wedding.
Oh, no, right there.
Or
you're not having children at your wedding. Oh, that's controversial.
Do you listen to our program?
I'm writing the news. She's making up the news.
Tabitha's refusing to let children into her party.
Oh, what a controversy.
Oh, yeah.
Would you do that, Beck?
No.
But
I love children. You animal. No, I'd have them all.
The more all 22 of them. There's 70 guests. There's 22 under six.
Not only have them, but
that's a high percentage.
Have them.
That is.
Yeah, that is. Well, they breed, these people. Mm. A lot.
And also an unsafe river.
Yeah, they're on the Echuca, bless you.
You have to be water safe. It's and no one's got time for that, really. At a wedding.
You have to hire a lifeguard. Dan will do that and get her hair washed.
Sure. Controversial.
Anyway, I would I'm considering just smothering myself in donut crumb.
Pasta sugar.
And hovering around the cops.
Mm. How long would you go to jail for 37 grand?
Well, now that it's competition, I'd do it for one night.
One?
When I need 3 days to be top dog, you'd do it for a month for 37 grand.
Yeah, I'd like to learn a new skill. The press seems like a good skill to have. Yes, the press.
The press. You know, the linen press.
I was going to say oven. It's the uniform press.
Would you want to be in the Wentworth jail or in the Orange is the New Black jail?
Orange, of course. Right.
Their budget's higher.
Is that, you do leave your phone on, mate.
Sorry, I just threw that across.
You know who ain't my mama? Jennifer Lopez, you're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Also, in breaking news, on an unnamed website, it's on their front page, breaking. Woman embarrassed by her new, can't say the brand name, tights. A woman has been left mortified after realising her new, insert brand name leggings, were see-through.
Oh. And she wanted it opaque.
Thank you for laughing, Nicole. I noticed.
Well, she could sue them.
Well, I think she's going to. She is livid.
What do you do if you...
Hang on, I've got a quote. I'm sorry, this is breaking news and I am a journalist.
Quote it.
I have not worn them since. They are pretty much just sitting in my drawer. I am unable to return them as they were a sale item.
Oh, wow. That's newsworthy.
That is Widden Dream. Do you know, I'm Glan Dream.
I see what...
No, I haven't had a stroke, but I have spied something on Facebook.
Go on.
And I'm going to keep this while you're here because you're a journalist.
As I am.
Someone wants to bring back some old English words, and Widden Dream is a state of mental confusion.
Widden Dream?
Widden Dream, but one of my favourites is Bedward. Bedward, which is going to bed.
Right.
I am Bedward.
And see, I missed
Good
an opportunity
Good night, honey,
before.
I'm Bedward.
Missed an opportunity. Elf Lock. Tangled hair of a matted by
see?
Elves.
Oh, see? You look elf-lockish.
Yeah. Over tomorrow. I like that. That's the day after tomorrow.
I'm loving it, but I feel that there's people with the indicator on wondering which way to go and they need this. Thanks so much, Beck.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.